Now some news from the world of sports, and the University of Vermont men's basketball team had four players reach double digits in points last night, and when the dust settled, the Catamounts had their winning streak well into double figures as well. Now at 11 wins in a row after a 68-54 victory against Binghamton in upstate New York. Trabell Haynes led the way with 21 points while also pulling down 8 rebounds, and the other streak is still intact as well. UVM has not lost to an America East opponent in 27 games now, dating back to last season. That is a best-in-the-nation run, and as long as we're checking off milestones, the win last night was number 320 in program history, which is tops for all America East teams. The latest win was not as easy as the final score might indicate. Binghamton kept UVM close into the start of the second half when the Catamounts' lead was just 3 points, but a 16-6 UVM run put the kibosh on any hopes of a Bearcat comeback. The Catamounts stay on the road for a contest against UMBC on Saturday. Elsewhere in men's hoops, Sean LaFleur led all scorers with 19 points as Green Mountain College defeated Johnson State 70-56 in a North Atlantic Conference matchup. Vernon Slater had 14 points for the Badgers. Both teams now sport similar records. The Eagles improved to 7-10. The Badgers fall to 7-11. The St. Michael's Purple Knights played a thriller on the road against Southern New Hampshire last night, taking the regional powerhouse into overtime and down to the wire, falling just 2 points shy of a major upset in a 96-94 loss. Levi Holmes III has taken his game to new heights this season, following in the footsteps of his former teammate Matt Bonds, who graduated last year. And last night, Holmes put on a dazzling show, pouring in a game-high 38 points while tying a St. Mike's program record by knocking down 10 three-pointers in the process. The 10 buckets from beyond the mark, ties the performance set by James Sorrentine back in 2008. Sophomore Thomas Jackson III also had a strong game, 20 points on the night, and the Purple Knights had a shot to win or tie with the final possession in overtime, the potential dagger just missing its mark as time expired. Southern New Hampshire improves to 12-8 overall. They were a game above 500 in Northeast 10 conference play. And while the Purple Knights fall to 5-15 with a loss and have just 2 wins against NE10 opponents this year, this is the kind of game that puts other teams in the conference on notice that the Purple Knights punch far above their weight, and their record on paper does not necessarily reflect their performance on the court. In women's college hoops, the women of St. Mike's also gave their Southern New Hampshire counterparts all they could handle, falling 76-69 in Manchester. Purple Knights got balanced scoring with juniors Samantha Delaney and Emily Ferrari, each contributing 17 points, tying Southern New Hampshire's Kylie Lorenzen for the game high. It was still a one-possession game with less than 2 minutes to play before the Penmen pulled away for the win. They run their record to 14-7. The Purple Knights fall to 7-13. Elsewhere, Binghamton topped UVM 62-48 despite a strong game off the bench from Haley Robertson, who scored 11 points and was the only Catamount in double figures. Loss drops UVM to 6-15. The Bearcats improved to 15-7. To the pro hardwood now, and the Boston Celtics were missing the services of Kyrie Irving last night, who couldn't play in Boston's contest against the New York Knicks due to a quad injury. But Terry Rozier made certain the Celtics would not even come close to having the absence of their best player be a factor in the outcome. Rozier started in Irving's place and just shredded the Knicks' defense, recording a triple-double, 17 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists, and led Boston to a blowout 103-73 win in Boston. The only Knick who could hold his head high after this one was Enes Kanter, who had a double-double, 17 points and 17 rebounds. But the Knicks, as a team, shot just 32% from the floor, and saw their modest two-game winning streak come to an emphatic halt. In the NHL, the New York Islanders are one of those playoff bubble teams in the tight Metropolitan Division. But if they keep playing like they did last night in a 5-0 loss to the Toronto Maple Leafs, they'll be forgetting about the postseason and wondering just if they can convince their superstar forward John Tavares to stay in the fold. But that's not Toronto's problem. The Leafs are just glad to regain their offensive swagger, especially at home, with Kasperi Kapanen, Austin Matthews, and Mitch Marner all lighting the lamp last night against a beleaguered Thomas Greiss, who made 45 saves on 50 shots for the Islanders and was probably wondering whether his defensemen were off visiting the Hall of Fame during the game. Hall of Fame, of course, is in Toronto. I have yet to visit. I must someday. Justin Hall, who's logged many, many minutes in the minors, made his NHL debut for the Leafs last night, and guess what? He scored his first ever NHL goal in front of the hometown crowd in that 5-0 Toronto victory.